Good day, my name is Lenata Wenzel. In this last podcast for TXN203D, I would just like to give you some feedback on assignment 2, as well as information for exam preparation. 2,600 students submitted assignment 2, and the pass rate percentage was 57%. Remember, it's important to have a look at the full solution, which is also provided in tutorial letter 203, together with the answers to the multiple choice question, because these questions will teach you how you should set out the question in the exam in a written format. Regarding the exam for this semester, the examination date is as follows: Monday, 22 October at 8:30. Remember, if you need to attend to any administration queries regarding the exam, like for instance postponing the exam or changing the course code or the semester that you are writing, please contact the applicable examination department. We as lecturers can't assist with any examination queries. As noted on page 4 of tutorial letter 103, study units 2, 3 and 4 will not be examined. All the other study units are important and are examinable. There will be no multiple choice questions in the exam. All the questions will be similar to the questions asked in assignment 2, as well as the questions at the back of tutorial letter 103. There's also an example of all the information that you will receive in the exam, which can be found in tutorial letter 101. Part of assignment 3, and it's at the end of assignment 3. You need to know the theory relating to each subject. This is the basis of your knowledge. Only thereafter can you exercise with some questions, and these questions are at the back of tutorial letter 103, as well as the additional exam questions that is available on MyUNISA. Unfortunately, the solutions to these old exams cannot be distributed because the solutions are outdated due to the changes of the legislation every year. You are welcome to phone or email us if you have any specific questions relating to a topic that you have studied. However, we cannot enter into any discussions with you about the content of the examination paper, the scope of the exam, or any examination tips. We wish you the best of luck and success in the exam.